I just have one point for this morning, and if you could just bring up this slide. It's funny, I wrote a sermon for last week that I didn't deliver, and I have one for this week, and I'm going to deliver a little piece of each one. And first thing I want to say is, do you know, God is telling a story through our lives. He really does. In the Bible, if you look through it, you're going to find that there are stories of individual people and groups of people that walked with God, and they encountered stuff. All right? They encountered stuff. Anybody here encounter stuff in their lives? Okay? Are we encountering stuff this morning in our church? We're encountering stuff. This is part of life. But there's a bigger story that's being told as we go through life. And here's one of the stories that I kind of like. I like the story of, do you remember when Moses led the people out of Egypt into the promised land? So it took a lot of effort to get them released from slavery in Egypt. They walk out of Egypt. And then the Pharaoh gets wise and says, hey, wait a minute, I just lost all my free labor. And so Moses has walked the people down to the edge of the Red Sea, and he turns around and he looks, and there are like Pharaoh's army with all their chariots and all their weapons and everything, and he's got like 3 million slaves that don't know how to fight, and they're standing at the Red Sea. And at the last minute, and this is great story, isn't it? But it's also the way life is, that at the last minute, God opens a way, and the people walk through the Red Sea to the other side. When Pharaoh and his army tries to follow them, the sea closes in on them, and that army is destroyed, never to be seen again. And I think God likes to tell a big story and a good story, doesn't it? I'll tell you another story. They wandered around the desert in 40 years, and that's too much to talk about on this Sunday morning at least. But they wandered around for 40 years, and then finally, God let them go into the promised land. See, they were supposed to go right away, and they sinned, and they wouldn't go, and they didn't trust God, so they never got into the promised land. But then after 40 years of wandering, that generation died off, and they could go into the promised land. Now, one of the things that God did for them while they were wandering in the desert for those 40 years was their shoes never wore out. Their clothes never wore out. They had food every day along that journey. But then what happened when they stepped into the promised land? Their shoes wore out. Their clothes wore out. They had to get their own food. But there was this provision of going through this time. And it's not lost on me that a couple things have happened in my life, but more the adventure of this church. We used to pull a trailer every Sunday and set it up over at Round Hill Elementary School. It was a good trailer. It was, I don't know, 10,000 pounds. You needed the smallest truck that could pull it was an F-250. And if you had one that was bigger, that was better. All right? So we always had this big trailer, and we'd pull it up, and we unload it every Sunday. And then when we came to this building, we didn't need the trailer anymore. And it was kind of weird. We were going to sell the trailer, and I took it down to the place in Hamilton to get its annual inspection, all right? And you know what the guy said? Can't pass the inspection. I said, why not? He said, the frame in the back is rotted out. And so if it goes down the highway, it's going to do this, and it's going to cause an accident. He says, so you can't get this inspected. It's not roadworthy anymore. I said, well, can we repair it? Because we thought there was value in the trailer, and we could sell it. He says, no, that company went out of business, and they're specialty parts. We can't fabricate anything. That thing's a waste. And I thought, it's kind of like the shoes. They wore out when we couldn't use them anymore, just to kind of, and I just think about this place. I think the furnace is shot. At least that's what the repair guy said to me, was it's on its last legs, and he thought he could nurse it through the season. And it just seems to me maybe it's time for us to move on. And I'm just kind of thinking out loud. There's a story here for us, and we're part of that story. Now, I'm thinking about your lives, too, because, you know, you're here this morning, and we all go through stuff. And the one thing I want to tell you is we serve a God who gets us through stuff. He meets our needs as we go through life. And sometimes it's just in time, like it was with the Red Sea. And sometimes it's just enough. He meets your needs, not your greeds. Do you understand this? All right? And what we can have because of this, and this is the big picture, is we can have confidence going through life. There's nothing that I'm going to face in life that God won't enable me to do. He will give me the strength. He will give me the resources. He will help us to get through. And that's whether it's a church thing or just a youth thing, whatever it is. Maybe it's a health thing. Maybe it's a family thing. Maybe it's a finance thing. We serve a God who gets us through. So that's the one thought I want to give you this morning. And this is from the other sermon. And I'm going to finish up here because I am getting cold. I took the jacket off on purpose this morning. So I want you to just see this one phrase. This will be next week's sermon, but it's from Philippians 3:12, and it says this. It says, "Not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ took hold of me." We do not have a passive relationship with God. You know, there's two extremes of walking with God. One extreme says God does everything, and the other extreme thinks that I have to do everything. Do you understand that? There's two extremes, and most of us have experienced those two things. And if I'm at the extreme where whatever we're going through, I feel I have to do everything, you know what you're saying? You're saying you don't need God in your life. All right. The other extreme is where you're passive and you don't do anything and you say, well, God's going to do everything. And my thought is that this one says God doesn't need me. Do you understand? The one extreme is I don't need God because I'm going to do it all myself. The other extreme is that God doesn't need me. You know what the truth is in this life and the purpose for which Jesus came? We just had Christmas. Didn't it say in this Christmas story, he'll be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. That extreme, it's you without God. This extreme, it's God without you. What God wants from us in our lives is God with us. And when we walk with God and allow him to walk with us, the Bible says he is able to do exceedingly more than all you ask or imagine, according to his power that works through us. You get this idea? We press on. So we get together on a Sunday morning when it's too cold to be in the sanctuary, and we have church anyway. That's pressing on. We move forward. We do what we need to do, and then we trust him for what we can't do. Bow your heads for a minute this morning. Father, I thank you that when you sent Jesus into this world, you declared him to be God with us. We're not orphans. We're not left alone. We're not abandoned. And I ask for anybody who's here this morning that feels like they've got to do it all by themselves, that you would speak into their hearts right now to let them know that they weren't designed or created to live without you. You want them to live with you. You have not been abandoned and you have not been left to fend for yourself, but you have a Father in heaven who wants to be with you, and he's with you through receiving his Son, Jesus, into your life. And so today, if you're here and you're feeling like you don't need all this God stuff or whatever it is, or you're just feeling like you've always done everything yourself and you have to continue to do it yourself, God says, no, I want to be a part of your life. I want to help you. I want it to be God with you and not without you. And I want it to be you with God and not without him. And so if you're here, you pray a simple prayer. You say, Jesus, would you forgive me of my sins? And would you come into my life and lead me? Simple little prayer like that can change everything. And then your life becomes God with you. And if you're here this morning and you've wandered away, as we sang in that song, that same prayer applies to you. And if you're here this morning and you're trusting God, but you haven't seen him work yet in your life. You're waiting for something to happen. You're looking for a sign or something. Trust that he's there, and he will always be there for you, just enough, just in time. Lord, we give you your praise and glory, do your name, for who you are and what you do. And we just ask your blessing on everyone here in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Do you want to sing that song just once more before we go? I like that song. Why don't we sing it once more, and then we can go. And you can go in the back. There's more food. It's warm back there. I think there's more coffee.